This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abam. Welcome to Daf HaShavua, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Almost Erev Pesach. And we're learning Misach Divamas. What could be better? So, yesterday we saw the Mishnah regarding the Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether Chayvei Lavin produces a Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Chayvei Lavin produces a Mamzer. Chachamim say no. L'chora, the Shita of the Chachamim is that only Chayvei Krisos and more severe produce a Mamzeros. And Rabbi Shimon ha Teimani, as we used to say in Yeshiva, but more correctly, Rabbi Shimon ha Timni says you need Chayvei Krisos as well, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who says only Chayvei Misas Bezdin. Okay, now we come to another very interesting point. Bottom line, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe? Yeah, who is that? Rebbe? Okay. Hakol Moidim v'machsa grushasai. Everybody concedes that if you take back your grusha after she marries someone else, shehavlad pagam lekuhuna, then you have a child. Now living with that woman is chayvei lavin. Everyone agrees that the child is pagam lekuhuna. Rashi says, if you have a daughter, that daughter is pasul to kuhuna. However, if you have a son, that son is not necessarily pasul to a bas kohen, because a bas kohen doesn't have any special status. But if you have a daughter, that daughter will be pasul to kuhuna. Now, what does it mean? Man hakol moedim, Shimon ha-Timni. The af agav d'omer Shimon ha-Timni, ein mamzer mechayvei lavin, even though Shimon ha-Timni says there's no mamzeris from chayvei lavin, nehi de mamzer I have a pogam yahava. True, that you're not a mamzer, however, you are a pogam. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe. That everyone agrees, even Shimon HaTimni would agree, that if you live with this particular chayvei lavin, the child would be pogam to kahuna. Meaning, even though there's no mamzeros by chayvei lavin, but pogam miyahava. Says the Gemara, what would the source of this halacha be? Mikavachoymer me'almana. It's a kavachoymer from an almana. What's the kavachomer? Ma almana l'kohen gadol she'en asura shavu v'kol. An almana to a kohen gadol, her iser is not equal to everyone, in that an almana is not asur to anyone. She's not asur to Yisrael. She's not asur to even a kohen. She's only asur to a kohen gadol. And nevertheless, pagum, b'na pagum, an almana who lives with a kohen gadol, the child is pagum. That child is disqualified to marry a kohen. Zusha asur shobekol. This iser of machser grushasai, who it's a universal iser. If you marry machser grushasai, ein odin shabna pagam. So certainly the child should be pagam to kahuna. Fine. Says the Gemara. Ikala mifrach. This is not a tenable kavachomer. This is not a legitimate kavachomer. You could ask the following pircha on the kavachomer. Ma le almana shekein hi atzma mischaleles. You know why? If a kohen gadol lives with an almana, the bina is pagum, because she herself becomes disqualified from marrying into kahuna if an almana lives with a kohen gadol, marries a kohen gadol. Ma she'ein kein, a woman who's a machzer grushasa, the Gemara later on is going to have a drasha that she herself is not, does not become disqualified to kahuna. So you say that's because she's already disqualified. Rashi says, "Toimar b'machzer grushasa shein hi atzmus chalelas," because she doesn't become pasul to a kohen. She was already pasul from the time she was divorced. Elama, you're going to say she becomes usher in truma when you take her back? It's not true. She doesn't become usher in truma. So this kavachomer is faulty. the Kav HaChomer's logic was, if Kohen Gadol to Amana produces a child that is pasul to Kahuna, or the more so the child of a Machzor Grushasoi should be Pagum LeKahuna. To which the Gemara says that's not a Kav HaChomer. The reason why if you... Kohen Gadol to Machzor Grusha, the reason why Amana to Kohen Gadol, the child is Pagum LeKahuna, is because it disqualifies her herself. Mashein Kain Machzor Grushasoi, who she is not disqualified to Kahuna when she marries, when she is a Machzor Grushasoi. So maybe, since she herself is not Mischalelas, the Bina is not Pagum. That's the first Kasha on the logic of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's logic is based on the Kav HaChomer, so Gemara is asking a Pircha on the Kav HaChomer. You can't learn that from an Almana. Almana, he atzma mischalelas. Masha'en kein by a Machzor Grushasoi, she's not mischalelas. Number two, we have a pasuk in the Chumash. V'oid, it says, he toyeva. It says by Machzor Grushasoi, she is an abomination, k'siv, it's written. V'ein baneha toyevin. And we darshan, her children are not an abomination. So therefore, the children would not become pagum. Number three, v'oid tanya, we learned in a braisa, ha-machzor grushasai, one who takes back his grusha, v'hanoisei chalutzas, if you marry, if you do yibum to your chalutz, v'hanoisei kroivas chalutzasai, Rabbi Akiva oimer, ein loy ba kedushin. Rabbi Akiva says in all these three cases, since it's chayvei lavin, kedushin is not toifes. And you don't need a get from her because you were never married. V'hi psula, and she herself becomes disqualified. Uvlada pasul, and the vlad is pasul, because the vlad's a mamzer. V'kaifin oisei lahoitzi, and we force him to divorce her. Because basically in the world of Rabbi Akiva, chayvei lavin are like chayvei krisus. Kedushin is not toifes to chayvei lavin in the world of Rabbi Akiva. And you don't need a get. And the child is possible because the child is a mamzer. And we force you to get rid of her. V'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say, yesh loy ba kedushin. There is kedushin. There is kedushin. The chachamim say, there is kedushin. Meaning kedushin is toifis to all these three cases because it's only chayv elavin. U'tzrichay meno get, you do need a get. V'hi kashera, and she is kosher. Uvladok kosher, and the child is kosher. So now the Gemara asks, let's identify exactly what does it mean the child is kosher when you live with chayvei lavin. Leman, lav l'kuhuna doesn't mean the child is kosher l'kuhuna, which means if you live with machzor grushasoi, the child is kosher l'kuhuna, and this refutes Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Shimon Berebi. So Gemara says, no, it means the child is kosher to marry into the regular Jewish fold, but he can't marry into the priesthood. Loi l'kahal. It means he is kosher to marry into the main congregation. Says Gemara, ihachi, if so, if when it's talking about the vlad being kosher, it means to the kahal, but really he's pasul to kahuna, then when it talks about her being kosher, doesn't that mean to kahuna, ihachi he kasher, she is kosher. Laman, who is she kosher to? Ilema lekahal, if it's saying she's kosher to the regular congregation, pshita, of course she's kosher. Mishum dezanya apasla lekahal, just mishum dezanya, just because she had some kind of illicit relation, she becomes pasul to the kahal. Just because somebody violates chayve lavin, they don't become usher to the call. Just because the woman lived, let's say somebody was machzer their grusha or married their chalutza, so you only violated chayve lavin, she's not going to become pasul to the kahal. So when it says she's kosher, it doesn't mean to the kahal. Obviously she's kosher to the kahal. It means she's kosher to kahuna, ela lav l'kahuna. Well, if when it says she's kosher, it means she's kosher l'kuhuna. When it says the vlad is kosher, it means the vlad is kosher l'kuhuna. And that's not like Rabbi Yosef in the name of Shimon Berebi, who said that even though chayvei lavin does not produce mamzerus, everyone agrees that the vlad is pasul l'kuhuna. Because now we're saying that kosher means kosher l'kuhuna. Says the Gemara, Midi area, were these two statements identical? Hakadi Isa vahakadi Isa. When it says she's kosher, it means she's kosher l'kahuna. But when it says the child is kosher, it means the child is kosher l'kahal. But it doesn't mean the child is kosher l'kahuna. The din of the child and the din of the woman do not have to be exactly parallel. Says Gemara, Hachinami mistabra. It's mistabra that the din of the mother and the din of the child don't have to be parallel. We learn that from Rabbi Akiva. Diktani Reisha, it says in the Reisha, he psula, she is pasul, uvlada pasul, and the child is pasul. Now, when we say she is pasul, he psula laman. Who is she pasul to? She's not pasul to anyone. She's not pasul to the main body of the Jewish people. As we learned that when somebody commits arayos, they don't become pasul to the Jewish people. It only affects their children. So even in the world of Rabbi Akiva, when it says she's pasul, he psul alaman, ilema lekahal, if it means she's pasul to the kahal, mishum dezanya avsul lekahal, because she was mezana, she's pasul to the kahal, elolav lekahuna. She is pasul to kahuna only. The Vlad is pasul laman, ilema lekahuna. You're going to say the Vlad is only pasul kahuna halakal kasha, and he's kasha to the kahal. But Amar Rabbi Akiva, the Vlad's a mamzer. So obviously when it talks about the psul of the child, the psul of the child is even to the kahal. And yet the psul of the mother is only lekahuna, elapshita lekahal. Omid the reisha hakadisa v'hakadisa, and if in the reisha, her psul is to the kahal. Her psul is l'kahuna. The child's psul is l'kahal. So you could say the same thing in the second Tana, the Chachomim. That when it says, he kishera, it means to kahuna. And when it says the child is kosher, the child being kosher means to the kahal. But really, perhaps the child is pasul l'kahuna. So that's how we answer the third question on Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara had three kashas on Rabbi Yosef. Number one, the Kav HaChomer is not viable, because we have a percha that an amana he atzam is chalalas. Question number two is, there we have a drasha, he toyev of ein benat toyevin. And question number three is, we have a braisa that seems to say, in the Chachamim, that when it says, she's kasher l'kahuna, so when it says, the Vlad is kasher l'chor, means l'kahuna, but the Gemara say, no, it doesn't have to be. Maybe when it says, she's kasher, it means l'kahuna, and when it says, the Vlad is kasher l'kahal, and also l'kahuna. So that answers the third question. What about the second question of, he toyev of ein benat toyevin? Says Gemara, v'hi toyeva nami. We could darshan, not she's a toyeva, but the child is not a toyeva. He toyeva v'ein tsaras a toyeva. She's a toyeva, but the tsara is not a toyeva. In other words, a tsaras machzer grushasa is not usser, avo banea toyevin. But maybe the children of a machzer grushasa are a toyeva, in that they're a pasul l'kahuna. Ella, what about the first question? What about the pircha and the Kav HaChomer? Ella, almana, what about, but the almana, kasha? Mala almana, shekeni atzim ischalas. What about the pircha and the Kav HaChomer? Ella, iyidmar hachi iyidmar. Rather, if you're going to make a Kav HaChomer, we have to revamp the statement of Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Shimon Barevi. Ella, iyidmar hachi iyidmar. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Shimon Barevi, Hakom Moidim, everyone agrees, Beba al Chayve Krisos, if you live with Chayve Krisos, Shehavlad Pagam, the Vlad is a Pagam. Now, we're not saying everyone agrees if you live with Chayve Lavin, the Vlad is a Pagam, if you live with Chayve Krisos, the Vlad is Pagam. Man Hakom Moidim, what does it mean, everyone is Moide? Because the Chayra, of course the Chachamim are Moide, because the Chachamim say, if you live with Chayve Krisos, the Vlad's a Mamzer. Because they hold Chayve Krisos produces Mamzeros. So the Hakol Moedim is Rabbi Yeshua. Man Hakol Moedim Rabbi Yeshua. The Afa Gav the Omer Rabbi Yeshua, even though Rabbi Yeshua says Ein Mamzer Mechayvei Krisos, Rabbi Yeshua says only Chayvei Misas Bezdin makes Mamzeros. Even though Rabbi Yeshua holds Ein Mamzer Mechayvei Krisos, Nihi de Mamzer Loi Havi, true, you're not a Mamzer, Pogum Mia Havi. You are Pogum. In other words, now we're saying Rabbi Yeshua is Moida, that even though Chayvei Krisus doesn't produce a Mamzer, the Vlad is Pogum. Why is the Vlad Pogum? A Kavachomer from an Almana. Mi Kavachomer Almana. Ma Almana Koin Gadol. Where her Isser is not Shavu Bekoil, her Bina Pogum. Zushi Sur Shavu Bekoil, Chayvei Krisus, who her Isser is equal to by everyone, Eino Din Shabna Pogum. Elamai, you're going to come back with the same pircha that we asked earlier. Male amana to Kohen Gadol, that shehi atzma mischalelas. You could say the same thing with Chayvei Krisos. When a woman lives with Chayvei Krisos, she becomes a zoina. He atzma mischalelas. Says the Gemara. V'chitema mala amana shekin he atzma mischalelas. Hachanami kivin shabala asa zoina. Since the Baal rendered her a zoina, Rashi says, and passes her to kahuna. I asked Rashi, why couldn't we say the same thing earlier by Machzer Grusha? Say? And Rashi says as follows. The Gemara in Daf Samach Tes has the following drasha. You only become disqualified if you live with an Ish Zar. An Ish Zar is someone who was always a stranger to you and didn't become a stranger. Chayvei Krisos is always a stranger. Machzer Grushasai was not always a czar. It only became a czar after the Gerushin. So there's a drasha, only always a czar renders a woman a zayna, not someone who became a czar. Even though I guess some relatives you become related later on, we'll have to see on Daf Samach Tes how that plays out. So the Gemara revamps the statement of Rabbi Yosef that everyone, even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds only Chayvei Misas produce Mamzeros, would agree that Chayvei Krisos renders the child a Pasul Kuhuna. Next, Sugya. So that's the end of this Sugya. Next Sugya. Somebody lives with a guy, is the child a Mamzer? What do you say? Let's take a vote. We will convene a court now. What's the status of a child? What is the status of the child of that was born from a Jew and a Gaya? So the Gemara brings an amazing shita. Amar Rav Archan Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees. Be'eved v'oived k'chavim, by a slave and a Gentile, Haba basisos shavlad mamzer. The Vlad is a mamzer. The Vlad's illegitimate. Man Hakol Moedim, what is Hakol Moedim? Who is Hakol? Shimon HaTimni. Even Shimon HaTimni. Because we know, Rabbi Yisrael, living with the guy is not Chayvei Krisos, so you would expect it not to produce Mamzeros. We know Shimon HaTimni holds that only Chayvei Krisos produces Mamzeros. Chayvei Lavin doesn't. But even Shimon HaTimni, who holds Chayvei Lavin, does not produce Mamzeros. Why? That's because Kedushin is Toyface. Mamzeros is not dependent on the punishment, it's dependent on the Kedushin. So if you live with a guy, even though it's only Chayvei Lavin, but since the Kedushin is not Toyface, it produces Mamzeros. Meaning Mamzeros is dependent on the status of the marriage, not on the severity of the punishment. The Afagav the Amr Shimon HaTimni Ein Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin Hanimili Mechayvei Lavin the Tavsibu Kedushin. That's only Chayvei Lavin where Kedushin is Toyface of Lahacha. But here Oivik Acham the Eved Kivan Doi Tavsibu Kedushin. Since Kedushin is not Toyface, Kechayvei Krisos Dami, living with a guy is like Chayvei Krisos. Obviously, that's not so simple. That is not the conclusion. We know that if somebody lives with a guy, the child, the halach, is not a mamzer, but this is the shita of Rabbi Chana Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, next week is Erev Pesach. In all likelihood, the schedule is going to be Sunday night and Tuesday night, as of now. We may do one more, because Chol HaMoed, it might be hard to get in two. So, possibly we'll do three next week, and one over Chol HaMoed. That's the tentative plan. There might be a shir Monday night. Rav Nosson, there might be a shir Muncie, actually, Monday night. We'll stay tuned. And have a good night, everyone. Kol Tov. Very interesting stuff tomorrow night on Haggadah.
Sunday and Tuesday at 9:15.
Yeah, but before you send it out, we'll confirm it like the Matzah Shabbos or something, okay? Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.